Jim Dennis here.
Hey Aaron, it's Nick with RDI. How's it going?
Hey Nick with RDI. It's
going.
Going.
That's good. what's happening? What's the latest? What can I get you?
You can get me more customers. No.
It's
going okay. I reached out again to Princess Lady and it's just crickets. So not
Man.
Sure what to
she's
not
gonna
sure
have
what
a,
to
she's not gonna have a good Christmas. But you know what? That just means that he's got to spend more money in January.
Right, right.
So, yeah, cause we're, you know, if he goes in now, yeah, we'll let him get away with a 3/4 carat. If he screws up and doesn't get it in time for Christmas, man, we're going carat and a half, you know. let's go and some studs to match. You
there
know?
You go.
Like, man, you missed the boat, Mr. Princess Man. So, you know, but yeah, it is what it is.
That's funny thinking.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, honestly, like, I'm not the only one that thinks that way though, because, like, my boss was just telling me the other day, sometimes he'll be having bigger Januaries because you know there wasn't enough under the tree in December, and so now the guy's you know out and he's just like, all right, I gotta make this. You know, make this up to her, gotta make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and all the stuff that, like, people weren't able to button up in time, you know? When they started to realize, like, oh man, there's not enough under the tree. But, you know, you don't got enough time to do a custom project, you know, before Christmas at that point. And,
well, and
that's
what I told her. I said, we're gonna run out of time for me to put this together.
Yeah, what'd she say?
And that's what I mean. I just haven't heard anything.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, we'll make it happen. Hopefully. Otherwise,
yeah.
you know, because what if they just don't ever get that? She's just going to be, like, left without a princess cut pendant the rest of her life?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Probably.
That's a world I don't want to live in, man.
But yeah, I've had like last night was my ladies' night event, and you know they come in and they fill out their wish list, and I've had guys that are just like, I don't want to buy any of that, and they'll buy something completely different, and cheaper, you know, and it's just like
and not jewelry, and it's a vacuum cleaner or a treadmill. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just. So, I don't know. You can't figure people out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't... definitely in relationships, you can't figure them out. Because it's be like, you guys are clearly unmatched. Or you're clearly, like, not, like, looking out the way you're supposed to. But, you know, whatever. To each their own. I'm all good with it. But, yeah, so let me know anything else. So, you had your ladies' night event last night. I would have sent you stuff to show if you wanted, but I know you got plenty of stuff there already.
Yeah, we're doing okay with stock. It was a good night. It was a good night. Not too much leftover food, but no, I had good sales. They were better than last year, so that was a plus.
What'd you sell?
Oh, it was a little bit of everything. I mean, it was a lot of earrings. Because it was women buying for themselves. A lot of earrings. A few necklaces. I'm trying to think if we sold. I don't think we sold too many rings. But yeah, a lot of earrings and little cute necklaces. So.
That's cool. Let me replenish some of the stuff for you.
I don't know if it's anything that you could.
Like when you say a lot of earrings, are you talking about... But you're not talking about studs. You're talking about like just like
no,
dangly hoops.
Yeah, dangly fashion hoops and stuff like that.
Okay.
We didn't sell any studs last night.
Okay. Yeah, no, I gotcha. Sometimes I wish that I had more, you know, other stuff, but it doesn't cost as much, so I'm actually okay with not having it, you know?
Yeah, yep.
Cause,
I got you.
I have to sell $100,000 a month. I don't know if you know that. That's my, like, every month. That's my goal. 100, that's, like, minimum. So that's why, like, when you hear me talk about lab grown, like, I can't do shit with lab grown, man. You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to sell? Like, I don't even know the math on that. Like, how many lab growns would I have to sell? Like, thousands.
You know? Yeah, many.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to hit my 100,000 off, like, 30 transactions, you know, really, honestly. Because, you know, the natural diamonds, you know, 2-carat, 3-carat, you know, do a couple of those. And then, you know, just everything else that I'm doing. I'll do the lab jewelry, because those, you know, they add up a little bit. You know, a couple thousand here, a couple thousand there. But, yeah, I can't do anything that's under $1,000. It just doesn't make any sense.
No.
I'll do it to be of value to people. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, I need this, and it's like a weird fancy shape, and I'm somehow able to get it in lab, you know, cool. Yeah, no problem. I like doing that because that makes me important to you, and that helps you out. But other than that, I don't really want to mess with it.
I get you.
Do you do much by the way of lab growns?
No, we were hot on it for a while, and then it kind of dropped off. And so I'm curious to see what this season will bring for the labs.
Yeah.
I actually had to lower some prices on my labs studs, you know, that I had bought when they first came out. And they're, you know, they're just too high when you compare them with other things. So I had to be comparable. I had to lower my cost. But they're, 2 and 3 carat studs, so they were expensive to begin with.
What do you own them for?
Oh, I'd have to look. I'd have to dig in and look.
All right.
Well, I don't know what I'd have. Yeah, without pulling up all the stuff on the computer, I don't know what
fine.
I had in it.
I know my 2 carat total weights are 500. And, and then my 3 carat total weights, I don't know off the top of my head. 690, maybe. So I got a bunch of those. Well, I had a bunch of those. I haven't looked at them in a few days. I know that, I mean, like, this week is, like, everything's going out on invoice.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I've been seeing them. We actually have we have TVs all over the office, like, flat-screen TVs all over the office, and I just have our numbers up on there. And then every time somebody marks a sale, it makes, like, a cha-ching sound and puts up their face and what they sold and how much it was. And so, like, for the last couple of days, you know, mixed in between all the other natural sales that we'll have, we've had some big ones. I'm not a naturally jealous person, but, man, some of these, I was like, I want to sell a 5-carat emerald cut. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
Oh, I want to sell a, you know, whatever. So, but, and then you'll see, you know, just there'll be just a string of cha-chings, you know, and they're all like $600 to $1,200 of all the lab jewelry that we just, you know, stocked somebody up with. It's really cool. It's very motivating like that because it's like, one, you get to see, you know, in real time, this is what's moving. This went out.
Mm-hmm.
This sold, you know, and and because, like, big diamonds sell all the time. And, you know, and I have some jewelers that are like, oh, I haven't sold an Earthmine diamond in a long time. And I'm like, man, you're missing out because people are buying them, you know. And it doesn't have to be huge everywhere, right? You have to work in your customer's budget. But I have dollar-for-dollar trade. So it's like, you know, let them start out selling a 70-pointer. And then let them turn that 70-pointer into a carat. Let them turn that carat into a carat 50. You know? It's just... Anyway. That's my little thing. But, yeah, man. So, ladies' night went well. You sold a bunch of earrings. Do you have any, like, I know you make up a lot of these things, like tennis bracelets and stuff like that. Do you have any of the, like, lab tennis bracelets or anything in the store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that and flexies and, yeah, sitting good on all of that stuff. And we have a few holes, but it's weird odds and ends, and it's stuff that, you know, people come in and ask for, but it's so one-off that I'm just not going to, you know, it's you know, those $25 to $50 things for their granddaughter, you know, I don't carry that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No,
so, I mean, there's a few times where you don't have what they're looking for, and, yeah, and color's always been hard for us, but,
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
oh, I'll let you go grab that, man. Give me a call if you need something from me, okay?
All right, I sure will, Nick.
Thanks, Aaron. All right, have a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.